Well, you know, Joe, I think was, you know, probably a little nervous. I think he and Alex both, you know, a little bit. It took a while to kind of get the, you know, the cobwebs off. And that was true for everybody. I mean, it wasn't Joe. Joe wasn't any worse than anybody else in that regard. You know, he threw some nice balls, came awfully close on some others, had a touchdown pass dropped, but he put a couple balls on the ground as well. So, you know, it's you know, he's got a lot of work to do.
Coach, because of injuries, you kind of have to dig into the depth chart a little bit. You ended that game with some really young guys back there on the backside of your secondary.
I mean, really young. You're absolutely right about that. So, obviously, we've got a lot of work. Hopefully, we can get healthy, but we need we just need younger guys to get better. And I mean, and this is awful early in the season for that to have to take place. But it was good that the ones that were in there had the opportunity to get the repetitions that they need desperately.
Coach, I was wondering if you could describe what you saw in Morgan Burns' return to start off the game.
Well, what I saw was we missed a block, but we managed to still, we missed a double team block. Everybody else did a nice job and helped him immensely. And obviously he, you know, did a nice job as well. You know, I thought, you know, it was great to get a shutout. You know, obviously those don't come, no matter who you line up and play against. Those are not easy to come by in this day and age. So I was, you know, as proud as you know, iffy as we played defensively, that, you know, we still managed to do that. That was a plus. You know, I thought our special teams, we had a penalty of pushing the back, you know, on a major return that we had. Outside of that, our special teams, I thought, did exceptionally well. We just struggled on offense. You know, we've been a team that, you know, as I was telling our players, we're top 15, top 10 scoring inside the 20-yard line, you know, red zone type stuff from last year. And I don't know how many opportunities we had down there and couldn't get the ball in. So, you know, we need a lot of work down there as well.
What kind of pride do you guys take, though? That's the 11th straight year, nation-leading kickoff return touchdown. And just being able to extend that streak, took all the 12 seconds of your season to be able to do that.
You know, you expect it to happen that way. I mean, if you work diligently at it and everybody does what they're supposed to do, it's just like an offensive play. It's just like a defensive scheme. You know, everybody does what they're supposed to do. You'll have success with whatever it is that you're doing. We just didn't. That didn't happen enough in the other facets of the game tonight. But I'm proud of that. You know, certainly. You know, pleased. And I'm pleased not just for Morgan. You know, I'm awful pleased for all those other young guys that made it happen. You know, he doesn't get it in the end zone without them.
Coach, another one. Jesse's status and how disheartening that was to see that happen just on his first play after spending all this time.
Well, you know, I feel dramatically bad for him. You know, we'll see how it plays out. I have, you know, no idea right now. You know, anytime anybody gets hurt, you know, you have a, you know, they work so hard, you know, all of them do, and then to have it take you out of a game like it did, that you prepared so hard, you know, for to play. So, you know, our prayers will be with him, and hopefully it's, you know, something that he can get back on his feet real quick.
Dante wasn't back out there much in the second half. What's his status? Is that something he can recover from quickly?
Yeah, I don't know. And if I knew, I wouldn't tell you, and you know that.
It also seemed like you guys had quite a bit of production from several different running backs and fullbacks today. How pleased were you to see that kind of diversity?
They ran okay. You know, I don't think we did anything fantastic. I mean, you know, you'd like to think that one guy can't tackle one guy, and yet that happened, you know, more often than you'd like for it to. I thought Justin Silman did a nice job. I mean, he was probably the – I'm really digested the stats here yet, but I would imagine he was probably the statistical leader, you know, as far as rushing was concerned. You know, I thought down on the goal line, I thought, you know, Winston did a good job. Gronk had it a time or two and did okay. You know, we need to be a more aggressive. We need to be more aggressive runners. A couple times we did, and we need to be, you know, better. Well, only one time in the ball game, and it was really, I mean, it was a, it's an ideal, it's a teaching tape, or will be, you know, is just being able to get a lot of push up front. You know, you run the ball inside and, you know, a whole bunch of guys leaning on each other, and whichever group pushes the other group the most and the hardest, you know, normally wins. And, you know, an offensive line has to be able to do that. And, you know, towards the end of the ball game we did, but, you know, earlier in the ball game we did not. So we've got to, you know, become a more physical football team in that respect.
You were led in rushing and in receiving by two freshmen. What's your reaction to that? And is that more just maybe the older guys not stepping up how you'd like, or are these younger guys really taking to their roles in the offense?
Well, I think it, you know, it tells you that there's some younger guys that are willing to compete and just not give up a spot to somebody. And when they get on the field, I mean, we wouldn't put them on the field if we didn't have a comfort level about what they were capable of doing. And, you know, obviously they did a nice job. I think Dominic, you know, made that, you know, tremendously gifted catch, you know, took it away from, you know, really it was an interception, but he did a nice job of taking it away from him. And that's something that, you know, young players don't really do. And he did. So, I that sent a message to me as well about his development, making headway.
Coach, don't ask me how I know this, but your first week one shutout since 1999.
You would know that.
Yes, sir.
Only you, Scott.
And talking earlier this week, you weren't too sure how good this defense would be. But given what the limited knowledge, what you saw just there on the field with the sacks and the aggressiveness, can you rate and how well do you like this defense right now?
Well, I told you the last time we got together that check with me towards the end of the season and I will let you know, and the answer is still the same. You know, I don't know, and I really don't. That's an honest assessment. You know, there were times that, you know, zero speaks for itself to a certain degree, but I'm going to look a little deeper than that. You know, and I see a lot of times we had an opportunity to get them pinned back in their own end of the field and let them out and let them out again. And we just weren't as good with three and outs that South Dakota is. You know, I really commend their players and their coaches. I mean, they compete. They, you know, never gave up and never stopped fighting. But, you know, we're a better football team, and we need to make better things happen. You know, being a better football team than what we showed tonight.
I was going to see how much it means to you to have like Winston Dimmel, two touchdowns tonight, Deontay Burton, a couple Manhattan products, those homegrown guys helping out here in the season opener.
Well, you know, it's I like all of our young guys. It is nice to have, you know, local guys be prominent in the things that you do, and I was proud of both of them. I thought the catch that he made in the end zone was really a nice catch. You know, the defender played it well, and yet he went up and took it away from him. I thought Winston, as I've said to you before, you know, Winston has done a nice job of being an aggressive runner and an aggressive blocker. I think I don't know if Wyatt's in here or not, but Wyatt, when I guess not, you know, when we did the pregame show, you know, that way he was asking me about Winston, and I shared exactly the same thing. You know, I've been impressed, you know, with the fact that he's a multifaceted player. He's got, he's a three-dimensional player. And when he runs the ball, he runs hard, you know, and is a little more deceptive than I would have thought, you know, coming with the genes that he has.